finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. Cause we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
I didn't hear what you said.
Lennon McCartney cast.
Lennon McCartney cast. That's what you named this one. Yes. Lennon McCartney cast. Because you can continue that word and make it sound like it's a podcast.
Cartney cast.
McCartney cast.
It's too many C's.
It's so Irish you take the mick out. Like, Kyrie cast.
Cartney cast.
Cartney cast. That was a little loud. Cartney cast.
That's it. You need to be...
Like, British people don't pronounce H's, Irish people don't pronounce MC's together. Like, even though that's specifically an Irish trait.
We don't pronounce them MC.
The MC. It's like, but you just said it. Well, they just don't speak. This is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
I'm Grace.
And I'm Joe James. How are you?
Together we are.
Grace Joe James.
Grace Joe James.
That's our sign-on for one of our bank accounts. Grace Joe James.
In case you guys want to like steal all our money.
Yeah. Well, you don't know the password.
No, they don't.
It's not password 123 either.
No, because I learned and I changed it.
I know. I changed it.
Yeah.
Because Yahoo forced me to.
Because Yahoo said that I needed to come up with a new. Because so then you just go 4, 5, 6, 7. Like you just keep counting up. At 9, we run out. Yeah. Like it. Anyway.
Might as well just cancel our accounts.
Might as well just get rid of all your money and worldly possessions.
Yeah.
So... this podcast.
Anyway, so...
there's this new band out called The Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. You might know them as The Beatles.
As The Beatles. We know them as The Beatles.
The Beatles.
I don't know about you, but I feel like we know them as The Beatles. What do you know them as?
It's safe to say that we all do.
So, but we're both fans. So like randomly, we'll just make stupid jokes and...
weird.
We realize that we have quite a few random Beatle jokes. So we were like... Beetle jokes, like Beetlejuice.
Like you say Beetle jokes.
And then the Beatles show up, but it's like the animated versions of them.
No, like the ones that are living are normal, but then like the ones that have passed are like Jedi holograms.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're all Jedi holograms, and they just show up and like... It's like, I heard you like the Beatles.
I heard you liked the Us.
And the only way you can get rid of them... How did Beetlejuice go away? Like, what did she... I don't know.
Go away?
Like, how did they get him to go away?
Like, I know how they get him to go there to comment. Yeah, you say his name three times, but how do you get him to go away?
Do you have to make three wishes? Like, I don't know what to do.
No, is it like Ghostbusters? Like, they bring the Ghostbusters in and they suck Beetlejuice up into like a...
Yeah.
I think that was a crossover. No.
The Ghostbusters? No, that was never... That should be, though. Yeah.
New
how did they get him to go away?
called the Ghostbusters.
It's like they had Alec Baldwin and his wife had to kill the mom from Home Alone. No, that's something else. That's
something else completely.
That's another movie.
So we both like to cook. We do different meals, you know, for the day.
Pizza. You got cheese pizza. Pepperoni pizza.
For breakfast. You got your pizza bagels.
Yes.
For lunch, you got your pizza. For dinner, you got your Sicilian sliced pizza.
You got your Sicilian sliced pizza. You sit down at the table and you eat like a decent human being. You fucking piece of shit.
we both do cooking, but we have our specialties. I'm very good at cooking breakfast. I'm good at making sandwiches and like lunch type things. Mm-hmm. And Grace is the superior dinner maker and also the... dessert maker. She's a baker in a bakery.
Uh-huh.
Cake decorator and all that stuff.
Among.
So she has those skills that I lack.
So we both have different strengths in the food making areas, and we realize like we both have our strengths, we both have our weaknesses, but together we're like a whole nother level. So like,
right.
For example.
Okay. So if I would consider my breakfasts are like the McCartney of the day.
Yeah.
So like that I
in Beatles ranking.
Like I'm that good at breakfast that I'm the McCartney of food in that range. And then Grace will come in and she'll make dinner, and that'll be like the Lennon.
She's
the John Lennon of dinners, because she makes some very good dinners.
Right, right.
She rocks the
It's like McCartney, but at night, it's
the
Lennon.
Meat and potatoes and, like, you know, the fucking heavy shit.
Yeah.
I'm more the light, fluffy stuff.
Light, you know, fluffy, like, stuff. I rhyme my words. I scramble my eggs. Like, so, this is Paul, obviously. I'm staying in bed for a month. That's what I'm doing.
Then Grace making desserts is like George, because it's like pretty much the best. I mean, it's the best one.
Thank you, honey.
And it's
understated,
it's,
though.
And, yeah,
and,
exactly.
And humble, but delicious.
And yeah.
Yeah. And big teeth.
Me, no, but Grace trying to make lunch is like Ringo. it's falling flat.
It's amusing to watch them try, but it's still not the same. He's not even the best drummer in the Beatles. Like, I make a sandwich and it's very half-hearted.
It's just lackluster.
Right, yeah. But you'll eat it because you're hungry.
But it's on the album, you know, right. Like it's there.
I bought it. I can't change the needle. I'm going to listen to the song.
But then me making dessert is like Pete Best. It's the biggest flop of them all.
The biggest flop that most people don't even know existed.
Me making dessert is the Pete Best of the day.
Of the day.
Of the meals of the day.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's how it goes.
But yeah, we spent some time cooking yesterday, and we decided that we wanted to make a Lennon McCartney.
Combine.
So we wanted to combine our efforts, both of our expertise, mm-hmm. and we made a Brinner for dinner.
Which is breakfast and dinner. If you don't know that, you should.
You should.
You
Everybody
should, definitely
should know Brinner.
That. Right. So we did.
We made a Brinner.
Yeah, we made a Brinner, and it was
stuffed peppers with scrambled eggs,
salsa,
and
cheese.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm. But and usually I make it a different way, but we decided to combine.
Beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
So it was a Brinner. It was a Lennon McCartney. It was a Beatles. We put it together.
But Lennon's name is first because it is a dinner by nature, by default, because it was in the evening and it was our last meal.
Right.
So that's why my name was first. It was
it was
the
our last
album.
Meal, like we were going to the electric chair.
Yeah. it was like our Abbey Road. But like we made it still, like I sent you the tracks and like it was the ground beef. And then and we just made it separate. It's like, oh my God, did you hear this album that they made?
So to continue the stupid Beatle jokes.
Not stupid.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They wouldn't be our jokes if they were weren't stupid.
Right.
That's what makes me laugh the most.
Yep.
Whatever's stupidest. One of the things was, where did we see it? It was Paul McCartney was performing, I think, on SNL.
Oh, it was SNL, along with 2-foot-tall Paul Simon.
Oh, and that's right. That's right. For the 50th,
like,
or something like
that.
They
all walked out on stage, and like you kind of saw the top of it, and they like panned down, and then there's Paul Simon.
Yeah. He's just like, he's at their like ankles, and he's just swaying back and forth with like a tiny ukulele,
he's, like,
but it looks like a regular guitar.
Yeah. That's a normal size guitar to him. They're like, nobody tell him he doesn't know how to play the guitar. He actually is just really good at ukulele.
He's like, oh, I have to tune my 4 strings on my guitar.
Yeah.
But one of the things, we saw them, and he was playing piano, but he was like looking down at his sheet music,
yeah,
like intently. And I was
focused.
I was like, what if he like didn't know the words to like a Beatles song?
Like
he's literally been playing these songs for like 60 years.
Yeah. More of his life has been spent playing these songs than not playing these songs. And he's like looking down at these notes and we're like, does Paul McCartney really like not know the lyrics or how to play these songs? He's like, I'm a mess without Paul or I'm a mess without John. But he's like playing and we were like, they see him looking down at his notes and they're like, Paul, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like, do you know the words to this song?
Do you not know the words?
He's like, oh, of course I do. He's like, oh, I'm Paul McCartney. And then he's like, they're like, all right, sing Hey Jude for me right now.
Yeah,
and
do Hey Jude.
Do Hey Jude. He's like, all right, no problem. Hey Jude, your name is Jude.
But he sings it. He knows the melodies.
He does it well.
But he forgets the lyrics.
Yeah.
Jude, your name is Jude.
I wrote a song for you. Your name is Jude. And then he's like, remember to not forget the lyrics in this song. He's like, did you just remind yourself not to forget this in a song?
Remember not to forget.
And they're like, all right, like that, he's clearly like losing his mind.
And like, they're like, all right, we'll, try something else. And he's like,
do Rocky, another one.
Like Rocky Raccoon and go stuff ahead. Like that. But he just like, he's like, oh, Rocky Raccoon, Rocky Raccoon. Like, just says the titles of the songs over and over in the melody.
And he's like moving his hand like he's playing guitar, even though that's not the instrument that he plays.
Went up to my room, Rocky Raccoon. Like, why do you remember some of the words, but like only the titles like repeated?
That's not how you sing a song normally. So,
Paul, do you not know the words to this song that you've literally performed for most of your life?
Yeah, you should know the song pretty well now. Like, he's like, oh, I just
the song was written in like 66, mm-hmm. and it's like 2016. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you should definitely know these songs, Paul McCartney. Ridiculous, Paul McCartney.
Another tidbit.
A little nip.
The female Patty Boyd.
Yes, the female known as Patty Boyd.
The female.
Who
I don't know why I was going to say the female Beatle. I'm like, that's not that all.
She is known as the female Beatle. No, no one's known as that. No one has ever been called that.
Feeble? No, don't. No.
Feeble Meeble? Feeble Meeble? No. Anyway, Patty Boyd banged everybody from 1961 until present. And she slept with a... I hope she doesn't hear this. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I hope she doesn't know that she's a...
I hope she doesn't know that she's a... It's like, how can you say whore and be like... Because she Bob Dylan's...
Well, nobody's going to beat that.
Nobody's going to top that. So anyway, Patty Boyd was known as being somewhat of a little harlot to mostly all dudes for a very long time. Whatever. Anyway, so she was with like Bob Dylan for a little bit, and then she like started hanging out with Eric Clapton, and she's like, oh, this is nice. And then he's like, my baby fell out a window. And she's like, you need to tone it down. I'm going to go talk to George Harrison. So she like kind of secretly started hanging out with George Harrison. But we imagine the scene going down where, like, Patty Boyd has to talk to, like, notorious musician and husband.
Also, she's, like, from, like, Wales, like, or something.
Yeah, so like anyway, she has, like, gnarly teeth, and she's, like, all, like, squiggly when she walks, and she has, like, pasty skin and stuff. The fluoride stains. And she, like, goes in there, and she's like, oh, Eric Clapton. Oh, Eric Clapton. She's like, she goes, oh, is that you, Eric Clapton?
Oh, is that you, Eric Clapton? Like, we're dating. You don't have to say my full name.
Yeah, you don't have to ask if it's me. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, Eric Clapton. Oh, I just want to let you know, I've been talking to George Harrison. I got to go because I got to go lick George Harrison's teeth. It's like,
I got to go lick his teeth.
Lick his teeth. But like over across the pond, that's like saying like swap spit. It's like lick
making
teeth.
Out. Yeah, it's like, oh, we're going to lick teeth for a while back over there at the pub.
I'm going to go with George Harrison back behind the pub. I'm going to lick his teeth for a little bit.
And they're like, oh, God. Ew. It's horrifying.
But then he turns around and he's like, ooh.
I'm going to lick our George Harrison's teeth.
I'm going to go lick George Harrison's teeth. And no, that doesn't mean what you think it does. I really mean his teeth.
We're going teeth to tongue.
Teeth to tongue. It's like... I need to find a picture. Ew. Like, it doesn't even make it. It doesn't do it justice if I do it and no
homeless
one can see.
Noise.
Homeless.
Oh, God.
Bob Dylan won't let me lick his teeth.
But actually, it was funny. When I looked up Patty Boyd the first time I ever really read about her on the interwebs, I saw, yeah, she was a slut.
But, she really was.
She's like, yeah, she like banged all these guys in rock and roll. But like, if you read it, she like had like a serious boyfriend before she like met like the rock and roll crowd. Mm-hmm. So like I have like a story or like an idea of like that guy and how much he hates rock and roll.
Oh,
like
that's
he
right.
hates like all rock and roll type music. If anything comes on rock and roll, he just gets furious.
He's like, Bob Dylan's not that great.
Like he hates rock and roll. Like I don't know if he like maybe he's like a jazz like fanatic or something like that, but he hates anything that's like considered like anything like rock or rock and roll.
He only listens to like really weird like African tribal chants.
I can't remember his name, but I'll look it up.
No, I know who you're talking about.
But it's like, it wasn't a famous guy or anything. It was just a, it was her serious boyfriend before she started banging all these rock and rollers.
Before her sex video came out of the time. You know what I mean?
Still, and I have like this idea, this guy like just fucking hating rock and roll, everything associated with it.
And like the Beatles like come on television like for the first time in America. And everyone's like, and everyone's like, oh my God, this is such like an important event. And he's like, you don't want to fucking tell you off.
Well, I only assume that he's from wherever Patty Boyd's from, and they're all like, oh, we were over there licking teeth, and then Dwight Harrison came on telly, and then we were like, oh, what's this guy? And she's like, what's, I don't know, but I kind of want to lick his teeth too.
I can't lick George Harrison and Eric Clapton's teeth at the same time. I'm not a bloody magician.
So, I'm just a teeth licker.
I'm just a teeth licker. Patty Teeth Licker Boyd.
That's teeth what they licker. But like spelled out T-E-E-F and then liquor, but like liquor, like alcohol. Yeah. Teeth liquor.
She did it so it wouldn't sound so slutty. She's like, liquor.
I'm Patty Teeth Liquor Boy.
Don't even try to drink something right now. No. But I can't. I was still lingering on imagining the guy at the bar. Oh. And he's like, can you turn down that fucking telly? I can't hear my Guinness. Like, what? Hear my Guinness. I can't hear me Guinness.
Oh my God. All right. We got to stop talking about the Beatles because obviously we can't handle it. Can you control yourself? No, clearly
no,
I can't.
No, clearly we cannot. On a different note,
what other stupid shit can we talk about?
Wrestling.
We just watched some wrestling.
We've been watching some wrestling, and Joe, we imagined his character, which, by the way, his wrestling character, his name is Psycho Joe.
No, that was me when I was like fucking 14. I know,
but I'm just talking. Oh, okay. You're making, yes.
We played WrestleMania 2000 frequently. On an N64 because we're adults in 2015.
And it's on a projector in our basement, in our house, so that makes it acceptable. It's not in our parents' house. So anyway, Typhlicka. his wrestling character's name is Psycho Joe, and if he were to have a tagline, it would just be like he would turn around and just stick his butt in your face and go, "Suck my ass,
suck my ass," and they're like,
"Oh, ew!"
But like, I get really popular, so yeah. Like it becomes like a catchphrase.
Hashtag suck like, my ass.
Ew, like what? And all the kids are like, "Yeah, suck his ass." Like, oh, why is he going there?
Why is that an op? Like. I've got three words for you. Suck my ass. And everyone's like, oh.
They're like, oh, God, it's so gross. But, like, they can't help because it gets popular. And they, then they start making T-shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, the grossest catchphrase.
And they have the motion of suck it is, like, putting your hands across your crotch. But the motion for suck my ass is just pointing to your butt.
Yeah.
It's not even that creative.
Suck my ass, because
that's where it is.
Because I'm pointing right at it.
Because that's the direction it is.
So, I think it was yesterday, but I said something wrong. Like, you know, I mixed up my words. It happens, you hear it on the podcast all the time.
Right.
But the funniest part
like
is
like when
that
I said time zone last week.
I didn't say it out loud. I said something wrong. I said it incorrectly in my head. And I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody else. Like, I feel like that's where you decide what to say and then you say it out loud.
It doesn't
But
leave.
I said it wrong in my head and I was like, well, I just stumbled over myself, but like without saying it out loud. Like that's bizarre. Yeah. I feel like that's not a common occurrence.
Like you can't have a speech impediment if nobody can hear you because therefore it's not speech impediment. So it's right. Kind of weird that if that shit's happening in your head.
It was like I stuttered. But like we were watching a band. The guy took his shirt off. He's playing drums. And it was like the second song because, you know, I guess he got that hot playing two songs. And he's like, all right, got to take my shirt off. And in my head, I'm just like, I will never play shirts drumless. And I was okay with that. I ended on that. This is correct.
I'm committed.
I made it ready in my head, and now I'm gonna say it out loud. But then, as soon as I was about to say it out loud, I realized I said it wrong in my head and started laughing.
And he told me about it.
And
he told
I had to tell you all about how it was wrong in my head.
No, but that's pretty funny.
Please call in, everybody. The lines are open. If that's ever happened to you, give us a call at 3345 Steel Street,
home of the hummingbirds.
Home of the hummingbirds.
This call is not collect. You will have to pay for it.
You can call 1010-220.
1010-220. 1010-220? No.
What was it? 10-10?
10-10-220. And that's the commercial. She would go 10-10-220. 10-10-220.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were like saying that wasn't the right number.
Sorry, I'm referencing the specific weird late 90s collect phone commercial.
Yeah, well, Mambo number 5.
Anyway, so...
the holiday version.
Speaking of... yeah.
Come on!
So speaking of 90s. Ruining music in the 90s, we were singing Mambo number 5 as usual. Why weren't you doing that?
The
trumpet. Is it red? I'm not even going to ask. Anyway, so we were
the trumpet. Mambo number 5.
I can't even go off topic anymore. I will. Okay. So when we were riding our bikes one time and we rode our bikes right past this guy who was jogging and very loudly he was listening to Santana on his headphones. He's like...
Not Santana. He was listening to Rob Thomas and Santana.
Featuring Santana.
Smooth.
That's right. And it's just like the ocean under the moon.
Or else forget about it.
So, So if Mambo number 5 were to be recreated or just reimagined, if you will, into a holiday theme song.
But it's the same song.
It's still the same song.
No, it's Lou Bega going, I can write a holiday song. And they're like, okay, cool. Like it's right around the holidays. Put out a single and we'll put
really
it out.
Yeah, you're really
popular. He's like, all right, cool. And he's like, little bit of Hanukkah in my life.
A little bit of Kwanzaa is what I need.
Little bit of Christmas is what I see.
He's like, little bit of Ramadan, here I am.
They're like, Lou, that's Mambo number 5.
That's literally the same song. He's like,
literally just changing it to holiday
songs. He's like, okay, I'll do something else. Hold on. He's like, I'll put the ornaments in the tree.
dreidel.
The dreidel. He's like, light the candles, 1, 2, 3.
And then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, until the last day of Hanukkah. You have to be there for the right. You have to light them all.
But then it becomes spoken word. And they're like, well, at least it's different.
At least it's educational.
At least it's not just Mambo number 5 again.
He doesn't keep writing Mambo number 5 is the only song he knows. And he's like, oh, I'm about to take it into other holidays.
He was listening to Smooth on his bike.
Yeah.
Rob Thomas. He was like,
Rob Thomas on his bike. We mean the gentleman that we saw was listening to
Rob Thomas
while on his bike.
Wasn't riding on his bike listening to himself. But this guy was, we were saying like his Rob Thomas solo stuff is his like jogging. But then like when he goes to lift weights, that's when he goes into like the Three Doors Down, like the heavier stuff.
Yeah. Heavier stuff. But like, I think I said on his way to the run, it's the Rob Thomas solo, but then on the way back, it's like 311.
Oh,
so, but there's not a lot of like Rob Thomas solo stuff. So his run
and Maria.
Yeah, Maria.
Maybe that's just Santana. I thought
that's with him and Santana. But Rob Thomas does have a few solo things, but it's mostly Matchbox 20. MB20.
All I know is Rob Thomas and Santana doing songs together.
Doing things together.
Growing up in Spanish Harlem.
Right. You remind me of the West Side Story. There was that weird bracket of time between like 1999 or like 2000 where like Santana and Rob Thomas were insanely popular.
I know.
And like these
Why?
Two, I know. Of course, like that
also,
makes no sense.
I didn't think it was Or Else Forget About It. I thought it was Arliss Forget About It.
Arliss Forget About
It. Arliss was a show on HBO and I knew about that at the time.
So Santana
like,
wrote this song.
Arliss, forget about it. And then even when I found out it wasn't that, I was like, I like mine better.
I think that I'm right. He's singing to Arliss. He's like shrugging his shoulders, like Arliss, forget about it, like a sitcom.
Arliss, forget about it.
Dun 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 dun.
Arliss, forget about it.
Arliss, forget about it. So
my ass.
Little bit of social unrest lately. Obviously, I guess there's something going on in Baltimore that's not
that I know of.
Ridiculous. That's not. I'm a Raven maniac.
We got a random CD.
Can we please put that?
Because you have those grab bags at like record stores.
The mystery bags.
Yeah, and if you get like we get a bunch of CDs, or I got one that was a bunch of vinyl too, and it's just so much fun.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
drove around.
We got the Carpenters.
We drove around and listened to all like the random CDs that we got, and one of them was just a single, and it was like this rap rock guy that wrote Raven Maniac, which was a tribute to the Baltimore Ravens. Like, I don't know if it was like their theme song, like if they played it at football games.
Or if they even knew that he made it.
Or if they even knew he existed. But he released this single, and it was a single and a B-side. The B-side right. was just a longer version right. of the regular song.
One was, I think it was three songs. Technically, the first song was the original. The second one was just the instrumental. And the third one was the radio version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like these three versions.
And it was like the same thing, right?
And it was, I'm a Raven maniac.
And he looked absurd. Like, he... I think we should put that on the page. You know, to promote him.
Find that. Yeah.
Him.
He should get pushed.
He's
need a
to
Raven
know,
maniac.
Especially now, because people are in Baltimore like, I'm
they're
a Raven maniac.
They're Raven maniacs
yeah.
in Baltimore right
and
now.
And I think that that is really the song of the time. Like, the Creedence Clearwater of Baltimore.
No. Of the riots.
That's so insensitive.
Put Raven maniac over
I know.
It.
And people were like, what the F is this terrible song?
He'll get
song.
Huge.
Yeah.
He'll get huge. We're going to blow this guy up.
I want to see it blowing up right now. Hashtag I'm a Raven maniac.
But I don't want to see things blowing up.
No, please don't actually destroy buildings.
Don't do that.
So there's a little bit of social unrest as of now. And sometimes in our neighborhood, every so often. One time, just this isolated incident.
Is it the liquor store in the corner? Somebody got shot.
Yeah, somebody got shot. Whatever. It doesn't happen a lot. And most of our neighbors are really nice and quiet and old. But anyway, so this happened to be when he and I were packing to go on our trip out west to Utah and Arches and so forth. So we were packing late at night so we could leave early in the morning.
We're packing.
And this guy gets shot. And then the cops come down to our house to ask us if we saw anything. And we're like, nope, nothing at all. And we didn't. We hadn't seen anything or heard anything. He's like, all right, have a good night. Meanwhile, we're like frantically filling our van and like packing. And like, we're like, we literally did fill up our car. We had like bags. We had like our suitcases.
When we opened the door, like at our door, like at our feet was just like bags of stuff.
Bags
just, like,
of things.
Things we needed. And like, it looked like everything we owned was coming with us.
Yeah, it looked
us.
Like, and in a hurry. And this was like at midnight. It was late at night. It was just as it happened. And then we were joking, saying, like, the cop comes to our door, and he's like, all right, sure, nothing to see there. Hey, you guys going somewhere? Don't forget that bloody gun you have on the table. Just follow the bloody footprints.
Oh, don't forget your gun. You forgot your gun. And like they,
I know
like,
it's yours because I checked your prints.
Like, oh, you want me to escort you to your car so you don't
feel unsafe?
And then our black neighbor, Tim, who's like the nicest guy, and he's like from Colorado, and he's just like...
He's so
like,
quiet.
He's like, okay, guys. It's like, I was just wondering what was going on. And the cop just turned around like, get back in the house! What did I tell you? Oh, okay, I'll get it back in the house. Sir, don't move!
He's like, all right, I won't move. You're like, I'm going to need some backup over here.
We're going to need backup.
That's the best part. I can't believe I forgot about that. But yeah, we are totally some of the only white people. So they were just like, have a good night, sir.
Right.
And a good day to you.
A rub-a-dub.
A rub-a-dub. We tipped our hats and touched our swords. And
we touched our swords.
We touched our tips.
Crossed our swords.
Wink. Wink.
And he said that too, Dad.
Is he winking or did he say wink?
But we got, I mean... They came in. It was very bizarre. They came in. They were like, oh, yeah.
They didn't ask
anything. Is
anything
going
else.
On? Like, did you see anything? No? All right. Well, see you later. And it looked very suspicious.
It did. And then on top of it, I remember he was asking both our names. And he was like, I was like, oh, do you need me to spell that? And he's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, he was totally like, I just want to go home. Like, I'm tired. And then that was it.
Yeah. We saw a awesome comedy show tonight.
We did.
We thought we'd finally go out and do something because we're always inside and we never do anything.
Yeah, I'm always like, I'm tired. I don't want to do anything. I'd rather sleep.
And I'd rather do nothing.
I'd rather do nothing. It's the opposite of that. So we were doing something in our very jam-packed schedule because we've committed to so many things in a single period of time.
Although I do kind of miss sleep.
I know. It was hard to wake up this morning, but... sometimes I wake up, sometimes I sleep.
Sometimes I wake up. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so we were planning on going to this local comedy show that our friend Timmy Lastly, who you might have heard on the podcast, was hosting. And we just, you know, kind of, we went with two friends and...
It was a showcase of a bunch of local comics.
Bunch of local comedians, which was cool.
They called it the Final Four. And I think there was like some sort of like... I don't know if they do it
for
every
a while,
month
like
or
a competition
what it is.
Or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't get all the details, but it was just a showcase of a bunch of local comics, which we knew mostly all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we were excited to go, and
it was just
we went
10 minutes into the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went with our friends Dave and Carrie, and mm-hmm. and just out of nowhere, Dave Chappelle walked in.
Dave Chappelle just like came out
and
on
started
stage.
Hosting the show with Timmy, and they had like this back and forth. They were just like riffing on
oh
each
my
other.
God.
And the show was great.
There was so much audience interaction.
All the comedians were so good, and they came out and they just kind of like joked about the like that Dave was there. And,
yeah.
And you know, they did a lot of really like funny crowd work, and it was just such a solid show for all the Denver comedians. And then Dave was like obviously just being himself and being
like offensive being, and brash, being hilarious. Brash. But it was hilarious. But we weren't upset.
Yeah, and it was just such a good show, and like nobody I know. You know, knew about that. And
no, not at all. We were just thinking we were going to see this local show, and just maybe like 10 minutes into it, he comes out, and then they introduced him by another name. And yeah, they're like, oh, like this Shane. Guy just goes by Shane. And I didn't even recognize him at first with his hoodie up. And I'm like, what? And then everyone was freaking out and jumping up and standing up and everything. And Joe's like, oh, no, that's Dave Chappelle. I'm like, oh, my God, you're right. Yeah. Like, and he had just been here, and I was kind of upset. I missed him.
He was being very real, and it was cool. Like, he just talked like...
he was just drinking and talking.
Making jokes and stuff like that. He didn't want anybody to, like... take videos or pictures or anything like that, but
yeah,
I didn't say anything about audio, so I'm talking about it here.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, right, but we didn't record the show.
No.
But
we just talked about it. Everyone's gonna be talking about it, so it's
oh yeah, for sure. And it was awesome to be there when that happened. My face like hurts from smiling the entire night.
We did a lot of laughs. It was a good show.
PBR tastes like poor white people's problems. Coors.
There were so many good jokes.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, Coors, our generation knows his show so well. He's so effing hilarious.
And like all the comics were so good, and they always are.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone was on their game tonight.
Because I think what it was like, I thought when he came out, the next person, I wasn't like dying laughing over, but I thought I got so worked up because of him that it just set everybody on like momentum.
Yeah.
You know what
everybody
I mean?
Everybody was dying. They
he did crowd work. He was like, oh, I was going to do crowd work, but I guess not.
Yeah, he's like fuck that.
Yeah.
But all the comedians were good. Actually, we might just like post like everybody that performed because everyone was great.
Yeah.
And you should check out every single
support
one of them.
Support everybody.
Because it was good. But
it was awesome.
Thanks for listening, guys. We rambled on a bit about the Beatles.
The Beatles and George Harrison's tape.
George Harrison's tape and Patty Boyd.
Pete Licker. Teeth Licker Boyd. Also
tape
Pete Licker. Tape Licker Boyd.
But yeah, we're just being silly. Wanted to just get some jokes out there because that's what this is all about.
It is, yeah. Living your life and being happy.
Everyone have a good day, night, week, life.
Little bit of Christmas is what I need.
Little bit of Christmas in your life. A dreidel.
A dreidel.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a good
one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
We're going to have more people on. I'm getting further away. Well, we were over there licking teeth, and then Dwight Harrison came on telly, and then we were like, oh, what's this guy? And she's like, I don't know, but I kind of want to lick his teeth too.